Okay, this one's from Mazip, and he wants to know, you're probably going to be having a bunch of different producers and guests on your album. So how do you plan to make this album your album and not something that sounds like a compilation?
Well, that's easy because you get the people that you really know have what you want and what you came up on. So when you hear me rhyming, it consists of a lot of different producers that made me rhyme the way I rhyme. When I first heard Little Brother and I heard Ninth Wonder, that's why I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? When I heard Dilla with Slum Village, that's why I do what I do. When I heard Primo, because of Gangstar, it's why I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Battle Cat, you know, be it corrupt on the record, you know what I'm saying? Or what he do for Snoop, you know what I'm saying? So really, the people I pick, really, as far as synergy goes and artistically wise, are what I am. When you see Chad on a record, that's because I really fuck with that nerd sound. I really fuck with that fly shit that he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, ooh, I gotta go get with the hottest producers. No, look at my playlist. I go for niggas that I respect. Niggas don't know about Salaam Remy. Let alone all the magical work he's done, except as of late for what he was doing for Nas early on. You know what
yeah.
I mean? This nigga's always been there. The shit he did for The Score, I've known it from there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not gonna be a compilation. Compilations happen when it's all about your features. It's not about the producers unless you're like, yo, I got Polo the Don, I got Timbaland, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And whoever else got a hot record out right now. It's not about that for me. I got Black Milk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Buck Wild, all kind of motherfuckers I'm fucking with. And I mean, but the bulk is, of course, going to be Dre, but, you know, it's going to be fly niggas. I'm not into the compilation shit.
Cool. All right, so here's one from Coleco Vision. And he wants to know, what do you think about the Crooked Eye Hip Hop Weekly series?
Man, I love that, dude. We was just together at Glasses Video Shoot for Certified. And as I've always said and keep saying, the Crooked is one of the dopest niggas I've ever heard. It ain't even about the West Coast's period as far as MCs go. And it's crazy that this nigga can keep coming up with fresh shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I go dry. I go blank and gotta, like, reset and fuck with, you know what I'm saying, clubs and shit and strip clubs and just have fun for a minute to rejuvenate. But this nigga continues to go hard. You know what I mean? It shows why that nigga is who he is. And, you know, that nigga deserves such a high level and he deserves so much more success than he's getting. And niggas need to recognize how fresh that nigga is. So we got some records together too and we're going to do some more. So that's going to be Maker 2.
Nice. Okay. This is from a couple different people. We have Ethan from Washington, and also Heme from our forum, and they wanted to know if you've got a tour plan anytime soon.
You know what? Open Smoke 2 tour is coming.
Oh, my God.
When Detox drops, everybody's going out for that. Just keep that in mind. You know, yours truly going to be on that. Also, me and Black Milk and Royce, maybe a few other cats are going out to do some Cal Choice shit. We're going to be overseas first with it for a couple of weeks, and we probably going to get some dates here back home. But pretty much that's all that's on my mind besides Detox and my own album and Warren G's album. But you definitely see us popping up doing some shows. I have to apologize for that. I don't get to get out as much as I like to because we really got to put it in on these records, you know, for these albums. So I don't get to get out and touch the people as much as I like to. So the only way I can do that is through just putting out, you know what I'm saying, the underground albums just to make sure I'm feeding cats and let cats stay up to the movement. So we definitely going to start getting some shows, you know.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about Warren G's new album. Like, what's going on with the new sound for that?
Oh, man, it's just that, you know, Warren and Dre have been back together, and that's dope seeing the brothers together where it all started. The energy is just fresh again. You know, after he did Celebrity Fitness shit and he got thin, he was feeling beautiful. So the nigga's been brainstorming on coming with another album since In the Midnight Hours. So we're just really getting in there. I was supposed to be out there tonight, but this nigga's somewhere drunk working on beats. So out here in Hollywood or some shit somewhere. But we'll be back in there tomorrow night. But it's going to be fresh, man. We really want to take what we did within the Midnight Hour and fuse that with the first album. Just the energy of it and the rawness of it that he brought with that, plus with the high techness of the beats and the lyrical, you know what I'm saying, schemes and shit. So I just want to fuse the first album In the Midnight Hour together. So we still experiment with that, getting the sound right, and just the direction for the records. But it's just fun. Mm-hmm. I just bounce from, you know, working on shit for Dre, working on shit with Focus, working on my own shit, to fucking with Warren. So it's just fun, man. You just bounce around. I'm ping-ponging right now, but having fun just creating, you know, fresh shit.
That sounds great.
Man, I'm having fun, man. That's what I said. It's a blessing, man. I can't deal with negativity, man. There's too many blessings in my life, and I couldn't do the things I do if I resorted to negative shit. So you have to be mindful of what God gives you, and definitely God has given it all to me. I ain't trying to fuck it up.
All right, another project that you're on, the new Prime Street album, and you're on that track Megatron, and that was a good one. Tell us about
it. Yeah, man, that's a lot of fun, man. I had to get there, my little bro. Prime been down with me, man, since, oh my God, years ago, man. Gotta be seven, eight years back now, man. When he was yay tall, you know, me and Bada Bing, and I had to do it with him. You know what I mean? Just get him on some different shit. Because he's got it in him, you know, so I put him on the, you know, First They Love You record as well to give him some showcase. So I had to get on there and just do some grimy, fresh, really thought-provoking, real hip-hop shit, you know what I mean?
Nice.
So I hope Cass is enjoying that. It had to be Mega, so it's Megatron.
All right. This one's from Dre Day on the forum.
And
he said, in the Dub CNN interview from March 2005, you said that whether you get a record deal or not, you'd release the Who I Gotta Kill to Get a Record Deal Volume 2 mixtape. And as of today, it's not been released, so do you still plan to release it?
Of course I do, Pimp. That's why we reintroduced the first one, just so cats can hear the growth and see the stupid shit I was doing when I was younger, just to set it up so people are already up to speed on what that was. And you know, with the, you know, with the letmehearmusic.com shit, we've been receiving a lot of fresh shit. You know what I mean? A lot of people are butthurt at the reviews they get for their demos and shit, but I'm only being honest. But it's a couple of cats that are super crazy that I want to work with on a whole other lot of other levels. But I'm also going to be contained on the Who I Gotta Kill, as well as other unsigned artists from all over the place that I might stumble upon or see when I go to shows or the talent shows and put them together on it. But I'm so fucking strapped for time with, you know, just releasing, you know, Caltroit and dropping the Pope Mobile. And then, you know, I got a crazy one with Who Kid. It's just like, I don't believe in oversaturation. We just been having so much fun making music that I want it to come out, because only so much can come down the funnel at Interscope and period. You know what I mean? So it's coming though. And we still got Caltroit Metropolis, man. It's, I didn't want Caltroit to be a double CD. So patience, my friends. Trust me.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this collection plate with Who Kid Street album. Is that going to be like, again, like all original production and everything?
It's always original, man. I just don't believe in taking other beats that have already been breathed over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to do original stuff because it's more personal and it has more of a purpose than just rapping over other beats you already heard. And pretty much all production out right now, with the exception of a few, is all garbage and all sounds the same. You know what I mean? So I'd rather dig deep and come up with original shit to fit the times, you know, conscious-wise and socially, just the movement, just what's really going on the underground scene and what's really going on in my mind. So that's the only way to convey and rap over the shit that I'm feeling, because my ear's so fucked up now from being around Dre or Focus or Khalil that I can't just deal with the regular shit. You know what I mean? So I gotta have some mega shit. You know what I mean?
Cool. So, is this one gonna have more of like an East Coast type of vibe to it, or?
Nah, it's not even that. It's just I had to do something for, you know, New York, and who better to go fuck with than Who Kid?
Yeah.
And me and Who Kid have always been good for some years. When I was first out in New York doing the bidding war and being homeless in motherfucking Red Spider Studio, you know what I'm saying? With the homeboy Beef, shouts out to Beef and Red Spider. He let me stay in his vocal booth, man. I was out there trying to go for meetings, didn't know shit about New York. And I met so many good cats out there. Me and Who Kid always stayed in contact off and on. And then the homeboy Tony from London put us back together for Shade 45. And he was like, yo, we need to do a fucking mixtape together, because you already been banging the fill on it, you know what I'm saying, street record on his show. And I was like, shit, it makes sense. Let's do it. So just, you know, put something fresh together. And, you know, it's just some more magic, man.
Cool.
I realized the love I was getting in New York, so I want to say thank you again so much, just on the East Coast, period. I'm over here on this side, so I really don't get to see that love, but I wanted to give something and let niggas know thank you, and I see you, and I respect you for that, and I appreciate it.
Nice. You just mentioned Feel on it, and we're still waiting on the remix for that. You said there was going to be like a lot of surprise guests.
Man, we got so pressed for time. Focus just pulled that beat up the other night, like, yo, we still got to do this. It's just that you know what comes first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, if time permits, we still gonna do something crazy. But I'm so, it's so much more hotter shit than fill on it now, that I'm not even compelled to want to touch that. I'm like, if I'm gonna do some shit with my other niggas and some fly shit, I'm gonna do it like this. You know what I mean? So yeah. You gonna see some shit. I'm a blessing, niggas.
Okay, so that makes sense. So you guys never even did, like, recorded the track?
Some of it was done, but not the other parts I needed, and then they started moving on tour and different shit, so we never got to get it finished, because then that became the focal point. Switch it up, Transformers, boom, we got to do this. So I had to make sure my pen was doing this.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. On that track, Shitting on Fools from the Po-Mobile.
Yes, my pimp Dreddy produced that all the way from the UK. Shit.
How did you get that shitting sound on that, like a little sample?
You gotta talk to Dreddy, man. You gotta talk to Dreddy. That was Dreddy's crazy-ass idea, man. If I'm gonna say any flash niggas out there right now for me on production, Dreddy is definitely up there. Dreddy is, niggas don't know about Dreddy yet, but they about to, and that nigga's amazing, and we had so much fun when we was out there in London. We recorded that while he was in London, and that nigga's like, I got an idea. The feature nigga shit on fools, and that nigga did that shit. Ask him, we need to interview with Dreddy.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
That was so much fun. We were so drunk in London, man.
Okay, and then the intro of Po-Mobile was a Dre production, so tell us about how you got that on there.
Yo, that nigga, that's old. That's old. That was from when he was working on Chronic 2001.
Oh, wow.
And that nigga pulled it up for me like, yo, he was just going through beats and by mistake ran upon that one. He's like, yo, I mean, this is old. If you want it, you can have it. I'm like, yo, I want to put it on some shit. It's like, whatever you want to do with it. And that shit was just so fresh to me. And Bilal actually was already on there.
Oh, he was already singing that thing?
He was already on it. It just fit perfectly with what I wanted to do for the Po-Mobile. I found me something so churchified to open it up. And there it was. It's crazy how shit works, man. That shit's been there since before 2001.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that's no indication of Dre's new sound. This shit was just fresh to me, and it was a throwback, and I love the energy from it, just thinking about what that was then, and just how Bilal was getting all that shit so fly. I was like, yo, I need this.
Okay.
And I just seen the Paul Mooney shit.
Yeah, that got hilarious. Okay. How do you think that Detox is going to change the game when it comes out?
Oh, man. That's the hardest question to ask me so far. Everything else is a piece of cake. I mean, you know what that dude does every time he comes out. He reset the whole motherfucker and make niggas get up and do what they're supposed to do and create a whole bunch of mini-me's and shit and you know, spirals the game into a whole other level. So that's as far as I can say, man. I'm already with seen or withheld what's going on, and it's amazing because I know what it's doing to me, and I'm right there close to the fire, in the fire. I know how it's inspiring me, so it's really going to be that thing, man. I mean, this nigga coming out with his own headphones, man. Let me tell a nigga that can sell headphones for $400 and get away with it. That's the dude.
All right, and then
I'm coming out with a microphone, nigga. You think I'm joking? Anyway, yeah.
So then Detox is going to come out, and then your album's going to probably change it all up again, too. So
yeah, that's the goal.
What do you hope, like, at the end of the day, everyone gets out of the Reformation when it's released?
Damn, that's a good question. There you go. Now you're getting to them real Peter Jennings questions. Those were thought-provoking ones.
I never thought about that, man.
I just want motherfuckers to feel it. I want motherfuckers to get inspired. My number one reason is just to move motherfuckers. Make motherfuckers think. Like it or not, it's going to make you react. You know what I'm saying? Hate it or love it, it's going to make you move. It's going to make you do what you do better. But at the end of the day, I just want motherfuckers to remember what was, what is, and what's going to be. And I'm trying to be in all those different realms simultaneously and make the next installment mega, man. It's got to be bigger. It's got to be exciting. It's got to be fun again. People got to want to take risks. People got to be comfortable in their own skin and stop pretending to be other motherfuckers and lie about shit they don't do and never did and never will. And just be themselves and be able to go, take me as I am, and this is what I got to say. And that's it at the end of the day. I want motherfuckers to listen to it. I really don't give a shit after that, man.